Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Morelli Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morelli Equipment. Police say officers were conducting a traffic stop near South Washington Avenue and Weber Street around 12:15 a.m. when they heard multiple gunshots coming from a nearby party store parking lot. Responding officers found a man with a gunshot wound at the scene. He was treated by emergency crews and taken to a hospital where he later died. Investigators say a second shooting victim later arrived at a hospital in a private vehicle. That man is reported to be in stable condition. The case is being investigated as a homicide by the Saginaw Police Department and detectives with the Michigan State Police Major Case Unit. Authorities say no arrests have been made and the investigation remains ongoing. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Saginaw Police Department at 989-759-1289 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL. That's 1-800-422-5245. And authorities say a lockdown at Sherwood Elementary School was quickly resolved Thursday after an unauthorized man entered the building during the school day. According to Saginaw Township Community Schools Superintendent Jamie Krotz, the individual first entered the playground area and ignored instructions from staff to report to the main office. Officials say the man then entered the school through a door being used by another person, prompting staff to immediately activate lockdown procedures. Police responded within minutes and took the man into custody without incident. District officials say no students were harmed and the individual did not make contact with children inside the building. School leaders notified families most directly affected by the disruption and praised staff for their quick response. District officials say the incident underscores the importance of continued investment in school safety and security measures. And communities throughout the Thumb will be honoring those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom this Memorial Day weekend. This is the first Memorial Day for the new veterans display on the Sanilac County's courthouse lawn that was placed last fall. For several years, over 500 flags and plaques honored local veterans during patriotic holidays were displayed on the courthouse lawn, which required a lot of work. The flags were replaced with a special monument with the names of veterans engraved on it. Also, a new element to the display was added this year. Sanilac County Career Center students Tyler Cahoon and Morgan Badgero built a special box to hold paper for people who want to do rubbings of the names on the memorial as a keepsake. When we come back from this Morelli Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, San Diego Memorial Services honor victims of mosque attack. More than 2,000 community members gathered in San Diego to attend a formal memorial service honoring three men who were fatally shot at the Islamic Center of San Diego. The attendees, which included local civic leaders and interfaith clergy, remembered the victims as heroes who actively protected others during the incident. Law enforcement agencies provided heightened security for the public gathering while continuing their active investigation into the underlying motives of the attack. Local community organizations have established support funds to assist the families of the victims with long-term financial and counseling resources. In other national news, Supreme Court dismisses appeal regarding Alabama inmate. The Supreme Court of the United States issued a formal order on Friday dismissing a legal petition from the state of Alabama concerning the execution of an intellectually disabled inmate. The High Court's decision leaves the lower court ruling intact, which prevents the state from carrying out the capital sentence due to established constitutional protections regarding cognitive capacity. Legal experts noted that the ruling reinforces existing federal precedents that bar the execution of individuals determined to meet clinical criteria for intellectual disability. State legal representatives stated that they are reviewing the High Court's dismissal to determine their next procedural steps. And in our international news, Cambodian Ministry launches school-based information literacy campaign. The Ministry of Information in Cambodia officially initiated the second phase of its national Say No Fake News educational campaign on Friday. The strategic program is designed to systematically improve media literacy and critical digital evaluation skills among primary and secondary school students nationwide. Educational authorities stated that the curriculum updates will teach students how to verify online sources and identify fabricated digital content. The initiative is being deployed in response to the growing prevalence of unverified information circulating on regional social media networks. In other international news, Indonesia finalizes landmark natural resource export framework. The Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs reported to the presidency that a comprehensive reform governing natural resource exports will officially take effect on June 1, 2026. The new framework will be centrally managed by PT Dirgantara Sumberdaya Indonesia to optimize domestic state revenue from raw material trade. The economic policy shift requires international commodity exporters to comply with updated oversight standards regarding sustainable extraction and transparent financial reporting. The government expects decentralized management model to strengthen Indonesia's fiscal position and domestic processing capabilities.
We have no obituaries to report at this time.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morelli Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in your new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morelli Equipment.